The following program is sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries.
Welcome to Kingdom Connection. We have something very special in store for you today. We recently had the honor of hosting Sean Foyt and the Let Us Worship Tour. This group of worshipers and prayer warriors have been going all over the nation in some of the most troubled cities in America and declaring the name of Jesus and believing and praying and worshiping and seeing thousands of people show up and then thousands of people getting born again. It truly is a revival movement, and I'm so thankful that they came our way. And we hosted them in our amphitheater at our Gainesville campus. We had an outside service and thousands of people came to worship. Jesus was exalted. It just went on for several hours. No one would leave. People were set free and healed. And I believe this message and this music today is going to set your soul free. Listen to this message. It's going to encourage you. And then this song is going to bless you.
Come on, let's worship, let's worship, let's worship, let us worship, let us worship. We're not here for any other reason. We didn't come out here just to feel space. Lift your hands high one more time. Jesus is here. His presence is here. Miracles are here. Healing is here. Help is here. Freedom is here. Deliverance is here. Receive it tonight. The heavy burden lifting. Now, when I started out in ministry many years ago, I was an evangelist. All I lived and ate and didn't eat was revival. I never went into a church not believing for revival. And we had revivals that would break out, and they were scheduled for a weekend or at the most 4 or 5 days. And they would go 5 weeks and 6 weeks every night. And hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people would get saved. I had one down the road in Buford, Georgia, where Sharice and I got married. And that revival broke out in that place, and it went 5 weeks every night. Capacity crowds. And the most amazing thing is the services would go all the way up to midnight, and most of the people would not leave. And the altars were filled with children and filled with teenagers and filled with young people and old people, all coming together, crying out, being revived. And I feel that same spirit again. And it's not about what it looked like back then. It's what God wants to do right now. And we are not coming to revival. We are in revival. And we need to get our families ready and ourselves ready for the coming of the Lord. Give me a big amen right there. This is what it feels like. This is what it looks like. And tonight we stand and we declare miracles over our nation. We pray tonight for the families that are in trouble. We pray tonight, oh God, for those who are afraid and alone and they need help. We pray, have mercy on us. Forgive us of our sins, O God, and have mercy on our nation, and have mercy on our families, and have mercy on our states. Have mercy on our land, our borders. God, tonight we hold up our military. Come on, pray with me. This is what we're doing. We hold up our soldiers, members of our military that are standing there, Lord, and they're so vulnerable. And we ask you for Psalms 91 to be invoked over their life, that he that abides under the shadow of the Almighty will dwell there and be safe, and you will give your angels charge over them. Lord, we pray for your help for all the people there that need help. We cry out, oh God, for the pains of the earth tonight to be healed. Come on, hold your hands up and pray with me. Lord, we pray for President Joe Biden tonight. We pray for Vice President Kamala Harris tonight. We pray for their administration tonight. May they have a visitation of Jesus Christ in the White House. May they fall on their knees and cry out to you in their desperation, oh God. Touch our Congress, touch our Supreme Court, touch our leaders, oh God, in the state of Georgia, our governor, Governor Kemp. Touch all of our senators in the House and in our state and our judges, oh God. We cry out to you to move and govern and show us your will and your way and your favor and your help in these times of trouble. Everybody raise your hands right now and just pray for another moment over our cities, over the city of Gainesville, over this church and every church in this city. We pray for Blackshear Place. We pray for First Methodist. We pray for the Presbyterians. We pray, oh God, for all the Baptist churches. We pray for the independent churches. We pray, God, you would fill them back up. We pray revival would hit every house of worship. We pray, oh God, for every pastor. We pray tonight for every pastor's family. We plead the blood of Jesus over every ministry. May they be strengthened. May they be encouraged. May every youth pastor get a fresh vision. May every pastor get a fresh dream. We ask it. We ask it in the name of Jesus. We pray for our sons and our daughters. We pray for our families. Raise your hands and receive this. We've had the hardest 2 years of our life as a family, the Franklin family. And I know many of you are hurting. Jesus cares. You have to remind yourself of four things when the going gets tough. God is still good. Everybody shout it, God, you're still good. Come on, talk to him. Come on, declare it, he's still good. You may not understand, you may not know how it happened, but you just throw your hands up. You might have lost a son in a car wreck. You might be going through something that you never dreamed that has touched your family. Someone may have harmed one of your children. Raise your hands up and declare, God, you are still good. Secondly, you must remind yourself, God, you are still faithful. Come on, declare it and raise your hands and with boldness declare, God, you are still faithful. You know what else? The Lord spoke this to me this morning. He said, I want to remind you of the third thing that I want you to declare. In some of the darkest days, when there's no quick fix to your problem, remind yourself, God, you're good. God, you're still faithful. And then say this, you still love me. Hallelujah. Raise your hands and declare it, you still love me. You know everything about me. You know everything that others don't know, and you still love me. You know everything about my children, my children's children, my family. You know it all, and you love us. Everybody shout, you love my family. You're still good. You're still faithful. And lastly, the Lord said, remind yourself. Just came to me just like that. Boom, 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 boom. And he said that all things a working for the good to them that are called. I said, it's working for your good. It's working for the kingdom's good. It's working for the Father's good. Raise your hands and say, I don't get that, but I will live to see that. He's working all things for the good. You believe that? If you're standing by a family member, reach over and grab them and put your arms around them. If you're standing by a family member, reach over and lay your hand on them and begin to pray for one another. Begin to declare the goodness of God over them. Come on. We're going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We're going to see the goodness of God. God's going to give you a good husband, a good wife. God's going to give you a good future. God's going to open some good doors. God's going to revive some good dreams. God's going to turn some good battles around for your good. God's going to do some good things because he's good. And God's going to show himself faithful. And God's going to show you how much he loves you. It's turning for your good. Everybody shout, the turning has begun. Right here on holy ground, the turning has begun. Turn to somebody and say, the turning is here. The turning is here. The turning is here. You're coming around a new corner. Get ready for it. Get excited about it. Get expectant about it. Begin to believe that a suddenly is coming. Tell somebody around you, the turning is here. And when you leave these grounds, we declare every family member to be free. Free from addiction. Free from drugs, free from alcoholism, free from depression, free from fear, free from low self-esteem, free from eating disorders, free from cutting, free from suicidal thoughts, freedom from hopelessness and despair, freedom from loneliness. Raise your hands and declare freedom from loneliness. New people are coming. New people are coming. New friendships are coming. New relationships are coming. Receive new opportunities and new doors and new people. Kingdom connections. Now worship. Let us worship. Let us worship. I'm going to end with this, but I want to say, do you feel the presence of the Lord out here? Wow, it's amazing. We love you. We appreciate you, Sean and team. We appreciate the sacrifice. We appreciate the dedication, the willingness to say, here am I. Send me. And we declare tonight that we will never be the same again. When's the last time you were in a service and you left and said, I'll never be the same again? God wrecked me tonight. How many of you feel that on you right now? Just declare it out loud. I'll never be, my praise will never be the same again. And here's what I want us to do. We've taught you during 21 days of fasting over and over and over through the years the power of the Lord's Prayer. So we're going to pray together out loud the Lord's Prayer. But I warn you that you can be healed while we say these words of prayer. You can be set free. You can be lifted. You can be touched by the and marked by the presence of God tonight. And all of you young people, I hear the Lord saying, tell them, don't let the times that they're in steal their dreams. The Lord would say, it's still going to happen. If I promised it, I'll bring it to pass. You receive it? Let's pray the Lord's Prayer. Ready? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power, and we give you the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let the church give God a mighty praise.
Wow, come on, just lift your hands. Come on, let's just thank him tonight. Come on, let's just thank him tonight. Oh, you're so good. You're so good, God. We just thank you for your love. We love your presence, Jesus. We love your presence tonight.
In the glory of your presence, I find rest for my soul in the depths. In the depths of your love, I find peace, makes me whole. I love your presence. I love your presence, and I love you, Jesus. I love your presence.
Come on, sing it in the glory.
In the glory of your presence,
I find rest
for my soul in the depths. In the depths of your love, I find peace. Makes me whole. I love your presence. I love your presence. I love you, Jesus. I love, I love, I love, oh. go.
Come on.
And let the fire never go out.
Come on, sing it out.
And let the fire never go out. Let the fire never go out.
Come on, a little bit louder, come on.
And let the fire never go out. Let the fire never go out.
Come on, somebody scream it with me. And let the fire never go out. And let the fire never go out. Oh, and let the fire never go out. 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 Never go out. Never go out. Let the fire never go out, never go out, never go out. Come on, just shout it. Let the fire, let the fire, let the fire, let the fire never go out, never go out. Lift up a shout of praise.
I want to thank you so much for joining us for this very special program. I believe you're sensing the presence of the Lord right there where you are. And we're going to pray for you. I believe today can be the turning point in your life. Pray this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm so sorry. I turn my life over to you. I've failed you. I've sinned. But that's why you died. That's why you rose from the dead. And that's why you sent the Holy Spirit to my house today, to my life today, so that I could be forgiven, so that I could be accepted. I receive you. Now declare this right where you are. Decree these four things. Number one, God, you're still good. God, you're still faithful. Say it. You're still faithful. God, I just believe that you love me. You still love me. And you're working all things together for the good of them that are called according to your purpose. That's me. That's you. And Lord, we praise you today. Amen and amen. If you prayed that prayer, we would love to hear from you. That's why we're on TV. And there's no greater joy we have at this ministry than when people become a part of the family of God and they let us know they were watching this telecast when that miracle happened. The Bible said in the book of John that he gives you the power to become a son or a daughter of God, that the old things are gone and everything is new. So do me a favor and reach out to our team. Call the number that's on the screen or go on our website and fill out the salvation form. Go all the way with God. We're going to send you a 21-day devotional to help you over the next 21 days to learn how to walk with Jesus in a brand new life. Thank you so much. We'll see you next time right here on Kingdom Connection.
Israel is under constant attack from its neighbors on the Gaza Strip. When Hamas shoots rockets, sirens will sound, giving these families of Israel only 15 seconds to find safe shelter. Because of this, these children and their families live in a constant state of stress and trauma. But there is hope. Thanks to your generous support, Jensen Franklin Media Ministries continues to bring comfort to the nation of Israel. The construction is almost completed of the Eshkol Region Kingdom Play School Center. Here, children have a safe place to go to school with peace of mind, knowing they are safe from terror attacks. To keep these children safe when they are home, We have been building nearby bomb shelters. Construction has been completed of two bomb shelters, and they have already been used as a safe place to run during the most recent escalation. With a third shelter almost completed, we are answering the call to build a fourth bomb shelter in the Eshkol region. These buildings do more than bring safety to the community. They will be used for trauma therapy that children and families desperately need. Every time you help us break ground in a bomb shelter, you are helping us break the chains of fear in these precious people's lives. Thank you for your support of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries as we fulfill biblical prophecy and bring comfort to the people of Israel. Call now or go online to see how you can bring help and healing to hurting children in Israel today.
Hello, I'm Jensen Franklin, and I wanted to personally thank you for watching Kingdom Connection on TBN. Every day, you can get a fresh word from God right here on your TBN network. Thank you, and God bless you.
This program has been sponsored by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries. We hope you've enjoyed this teaching by Jensen Franklin, and thank you for your continued support of this ministry. Your prayers and financial support make these programs possible. For more information about this message and other ministry resources, visit us online at jensenfranklin.tv.